4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Every weekday, Iraqi refugee Nidal Karaguli takes care of a toddler named Heidi.
Now, Heidi, tell me, what is Heidi? What is picture, Heidi?
Heidi comes from a low-income family, and the state pays Karaguli a portion of the rate to take care of her based on her parents' income. Heidi is one of two kids Karaguli watches as part of her small daycare business in her Manchester apartment. She received training last year from the International Institute, a Manchester organization that works with refugees.
The women who've gone through the training come from a variety of ethnicities: Bhutanese, Iraqi, Sudanese, Congolese, Burundi, Haitian.
Jane Scancy coordinates the statewide program.
Refugee women traditionally may not have ever had a job in their home countries or in the refugee camp, and we're taking skills that they have and showing them that these skills of being a homemaker and a stay-at-home mom are skills that they can use as a business.
Language can be one of the first challenges, so the six-week training includes basic English skills as well as coursework in child development and behavior. They also learn CPR, first aid, and business skills. After 6 weeks, the women attend a small graduation.
Amy?
Yes.
At a recent ceremony in Concord, a class of about 30 women from Central Africa received their certificates. Speaking through an interpreter at the ceremony, Benita Mazambi likened this process to sowing the fields in her home country, the Democratic Republic of Congo.
I'm not taking this training for granted, because I know how challenging it is to come from a country as Congo, not being able to speak English, and actually just being in a position where I can actually be successful in my own life.
So far, more than 70 women have gone through the program in New Hampshire since it started last year, but that just gets them started. About 50 have gone on to get what's called license-exempt status from the state. That allows them to take care of three kids in addition to their own at home. But it's not easy. Only 9 women have actually started a business and are taking care of kids.
Do you have smoke detectors?
Yes.
Upstairs, too?
Soon after the ceremony, program coordinator Jane Scancy meets with several of the graduates to inspect their homes for child safety, like Amy Nabikundwa of Concord.
So, your stove is gas, and these are at children's height, so it would be good to have, like, a cover to go over these.
Cover?
I'll show you a picture. It's just plastic, so kids can't turn it off. Gosh.
Then they go through a catalog to select first aid kits, booster seats, and so on. The International Institute provides the items. It also helps the women advertise their business and get in a referral network. But finding clients isn't easy either. Bill Maddox works with these kinds of micro-enterprise ventures at UNH's Carsey Institute. He says the nature of the business may have limited demand outside the refugee community.
It's probably not something that's going to reach a large scale, but if there's a possibility to hire 15 or 20 women to become childcare providers, basically in business for themselves, then I think this is a really good strategy, particularly for women who are coming from cultures where working outside the home is difficult.
In terms of how much money the state distributes for subsidized childcare at such license-exempt homes, it's small, only 7%. But Ellen Wheatley with the Child Development Bureau says many seek out this kind of care for a variety of reasons.
Whether they're looking for a child care that's very much like their own language and their own culture, or something that might enrich the child in a different way by finding a different culture, a different language.
The $274,000 federal grant that funds the program is due to run out in September. The International Institute hopes to renew it for another 2 years and help equip more women like Nidal Karaguli to make more money using the skills they've already honed. For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U.